Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Life is an adventure, and for our next guest, it's a way of life. She's traveled by dog sled, cross-country skis, snowshoes, wagon train, canoes, kayaks, rafts, riverboats, Amtrak, air, automobile, and foot on pathways of wonder, excitement, history, and splendor. Where can you do all of those things? You'll find out when you return to the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Yes, welcome back indeed. And this would be a great segment to call in on our 800 number, 888-327-0061, if you have questions about the National Trail System. And I also want to remind people that there is a prize waiting, and I'm going to give you an ultimate clue that if you go to today's website page for this show at wildsidenews.com and look for a waterfall, that may give you a clue. Well, let's move right along here. Some people live lives of quiet desperation. Some people explode with an exuberant joie de vivre. Well, that certainly is an apt description of Kathleen Cordes, who, yes, has traveled by dog sled, cross-country skis, snowshoes, wagon train, canoes, kayaks, rafts, riverboats, Amtrak, air, automobile, and foot on pathways of wonder, excitement, history, and splendor. Besides that, she's a professor emeritus about after 25 years of teaching and was the first woman to coach at the University of Notre Dame. Quite a distinction. She was their tennis coach. But she writes, and she writes from her experiences adventuring, specifically on America's national trails. She has been to, are you ready for this, every single national trail in America. Not just been, she's traveled on. Kathleen is talking to us from her home in Fallbrook, California. Kathleen, are there any good trails in California?
Well, there certainly are. In fact, I'm having a lot of fun right now writing a book with Westcliff Publishers on the wildflower trails of Southern California. So I've been hitting the trails every spring, and it's like going to heaven.
What in the world possessed you to decide to travel to every single national trail?
You know, when I was teaching, I had an outdoor recreation class, and I used to go to a lot of the national parks and so forth, and I became fascinated with the trails, and I started taking slides, and I actually had a slideshow that I showed my outdoor recreation class, and they're the ones that said, you should write a book about this.
Well, there's three different kind of trail systems in America. We have the historical trails, we have scenic trails, and we also have something that happened around the turn of the century, the millennium, actually, which were the Millennium Trails. And let's actually start with that. Now, you actually wrote a book on that called America's Millennium Trails. And in talking with you, you shared a tale about a most amazing Millennium Trail, which actually involved New York City. Why don't you talk about that? Because I just find that interesting.
Well, I'd be glad to. The Millennium Trails actually celebrated the different types of trails in the United States, which included the National Historic and the National Scenic Trails, but they also had discovery trails and city trails and rail trails and water trails. And one that I found most interesting was the International Express, and that's the one that you just mentioned that goes through Queens in New York. And actually what you do is you can get a fun pass that takes you on the subway line, which goes underground and above ground, but it ends up in all of these different ethnically diverse sites. It's one of the most ethnically diverse areas in the United States. And you can get off and feel like you're in Ireland, in Italy, in the Middle East at points, and China, Ecuador. It's just a fascinating experience. You can meet culturally different people and taste the different foods, and it was a lot of fun. But you can also walk all around those areas, and so there's not a specific trail, but it's get off the subway and walk.
Next time I'm in New York City, or I go once in a while, I'm definitely going to try that. That is just so cool.
It was.
Also, now, historical trails are part of the National Trail System, and one that I find, I would never have thought of it as an historic trail, just thinking about it, because we hear about it so much contemporaneously, and that is the Iditarod.
Right.
And you happen to take a terrific adventure on the Iditarod. Talk about that.
Well, I'd be glad to. That particular trail, not only does it have the dog sled race, but the dog sleds celebrate the Gold Rush era in Alaska. And so it goes through the central part of Alaska, but you can only travel the entire trail when everything is frozen. You have to have frozen tundra and frozen rivers and even frozen ocean to be able to cover that trail. So we traveled the trail. When I say we, Jane Lammers, who did all of the photography, traveled all of these trails, too, with cameras at the same time. So we had just a wonderful experience. We traveled with Lori Michaels of Sky Trekking Alaska in her Cessna, and we would land in certain areas. And then we would travel for a while on dog sled and cross-country skis and snowshoes, and just had a tremendous experience going into all of the small towns and meeting people. It's suddenly just when the dogs have resting areas that they go to, and some of these planes land in the area, the town comes out to greet you, and you stay in people's homes, and it's just so much fun.
That sounds exciting. There are so many ways to experience the national trails, and of course you can learn about these in Kathleen's book. She has one called America's National Historic Trails, America's, which is put out at the University of Oklahoma Press, and another Oklahoma Press book is called America's National Scenic Trails. And where can people get those books, by the way?
Well, you can get them at through some of the various bookstores. If they're not there, you can order them, and you can certainly order it through University of Oklahoma Press, oupress.com, amazon.com, and so forth. We'd love to have various readers, because we'd like to get people out on these trails.
Well, you certainly can find out a lot about what Kathleen went through and what she experienced on these trails. Another one that, by going to get those books, I mean, they're absolutely fabulous books and interpretations, but another really interesting way to visit a trail is with a kayak. And in the San Juan Islands, apparently, there's a national trail that you can kayak.
Well, there is a trail. That was also selected as a Millennium Trail. It's a Cascadia Marine Trail, and it was actually a takeoff of a National Scenic Trail, the Appalachian National Scenic Trail, because one of the people who traveled that trail moved to Washington and wanted some exercise, and decided that kayaking was one of the best opportunities, and he worked hard to establish a trail with others, and you can kayak to the various islands, and there's also campsites that are available just for kayakers.
By the way, we have a caller for you, Kathleen. His name is Keith. Keith, what's your question for Kathleen? Oh, I don't hear Keith. I'm sorry, Sandy. It says Keith, or, oh, I'm sorry, I misread it. My glasses aren't right. Sandy, okay. Hi, Sandy, you have a question?
Yes, I wondered, I heard about the New York City Millennium Trail. Are there any other trails that are in cities?
Well, there sure is. One of the city trails that was selected as one of the best is the Freedom Trail in Boston, which is just fantastic to follow. In fact, there's several million people that follow that trail each year.
Oh, well, thank you.
Sure.
That's good. I'm sorry. It is Sandy. I'm learning to use the board here. I'll get better at this, I hope. Anyways, also there are national scenic trails, and boy, I mean, we could go on for hours about these. And of course, that's one of the reasons for people to get the books, actually. But talk about some of your favorite scenic trails. We've got about just over a minute and a half left, so we're going to have to move along as always. But go ahead and share some ideas about beautiful places in America on a national trail system.
That's where the beautiful trails really are, and I know that. I had a fantastic time on the North Country Trail because I traveled on that in the fall that goes through the middle of America, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, and I saw all of the vivid fall colors. It was just outstanding. The Appalachian Trail, of course, is gorgeous, especially in June when the pink rhododendrons are in bloom and line the portions of the trail. The Potomac Trail outside of Washington, D.C., which is being established right now, will eventually be 700 miles from Chesapeake Bay to the Allegheny Mountains, is a lot of fun on the C&O Canal portion where you can bicycle, ride, and stop and see historic sites and learn about George Washington and his vision of a canal system. Just wonderful trails.
Well, now there's a lot of trails. How many trails actually are there in the system that you've traveled on?
Well, all of the trails that I traveled on, there have been a few that have been added since I traveled the initial historic trails, but there were, let's see, 10 of those trails, and then we had the National Scenic, and we traveled one.
Well, Kathleen, there's a lot of trails out there.
We're
about at the end of our show. Kathleen Cordes, thanks so much for being on our show. Let's do this again when you talk about the wildflowers that you see. This is Sydney Wildsmith. You're listening to the Wild Side News.
Thank you, Sydney.